From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Maintaining the duty-free status on U.S. ag exports to Mexico and Canada is one of the key objectives for U.S. representatives preparing to begin negotiating the North American Free Trade Agreement. That's according to a list of goals by the U.S. Trade Representative and welcome news to the U.S. agriculture sector, which sells about $19 billion worth of dairy, pork, beef, and other farm commodities to Mexico annually. The 18-page summary also highlights the need to eliminate non-tariff barriers to U.S. ag exports and promote greater regulatory compatibility. China has approved two more genetically modified products for import, which should leave four products awaiting decisions from the Chinese Ministry of Agriculture. The ministry has approved Syngenta's AgriSure Duracade corn and Monsanto's Roundup Ready corn. Dow received import approval last month for Enlist corn, which China approved along with Monsanto's soybean variety, Vistiv Gold. The Department of Energy has selected three projects to receive $8 million for discovery of techniques to make algae-based fuel production cost-effective. The research is aimed at delivering biology-focused breakthroughs while enabling accelerated future innovations through data sharing. Seattle-based Lumen Bioscience will engineer algae strains to grow robustly in seawater and resist contamination and predation. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West. For more, visit our website at aginfo.net.